Hello, I bet you've forgotten I existed. Well, if you had, you wouldn't be the only ones. I think the American government have forgotten I exist and they've got my passport, so I'm sitting here stateless. I'm stateless. I don't exist anymore. I have no passport. I have no visa. Or who knows, someone might be plasticizing it into the back page and it'll say how I'm an alien of extraordinary ability, which is what I was before I was stateless. And we'll be winging our way to New York State and taking up residence in a 1951 Cape Cod extended bungalow in the leafy suburb of Catskill, New York, starting a new life. Weird, really. I don't know where I'm going, but we're all packed up. And before we packed up, I got every record out of the box and recorded it onto a hard drive via the computer. That's a modern device for recording things onto a hard drive. And it's going to be a hard drive, and I don't even know what I'm talking about, but you know that anyway, and I know that, and we've known that all along. So there's no need to stop now. Well, there is, actually. This is a great record coming up. This is by The Marmalade. It's called Radancer.
When the band played, man. fun. You're causing an equal to my lump sum.
Was the Psychotic Pineapple with their song I Wanna 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 however many times get rid of you on the probably the Psychotic Pineapple label. I met them in 1979 in Berkeley, California, where I was playing on a bill with them and the Rubinoos, and they gave me that record and I've treasured it ever since, and suddenly I've got a chance to share it with everybody, so I hope you'll like that. I wonder whatever became of the Psychotic Pineapple. Maybe one of them's listening and he can fill me in, or she or it, I don't know. I'll tell you a funny story. My mum has a very good friend who I believe her name is Dee, and I've never met Dee, but my mum says, well, she's a very talented musician, and she wasn't always a she was a he before she was a she, and when she was a he, her name was David. And she used to be, apparently, according to my mum, in a very successful group called the Jethro Tull, in which she played the keyboards and did the string arrangements. And I figured this out. It's David Palmer. I don't know if I ought to be making all this information public, but I'm sure Dee won't mind. Anyway, this gives me a chance to play a big favourite record of mine, which is by the Jethro Tull. But aside from that, Amy's brother has a friend who is a huge Jethro Tull fan. He's a kind of biking Republican survivalist kind of person. And Amy's brother took great delight in telling this friend of his about David becoming D, and he was going, I don't want to hear any more of this. I just don't want to hear this. So this is why I'm so careful when I say I don't know what became of this person, he, in the group, and I said, or she, or it, because you just never know.
Thank you.
Record. Don't tell anyone I told you that story about my mum's friend or about my liking a Jethro Tull record, because I did tell you those things in the strictest confidence. It's someone else who likes Jethro Tull, I think, because his act was basically Ian Anderson, I think. I've got this record out of their LP that they made. It's only got one side, must be worth a fortune.
Power. Virgil paints the stairs with the signs of the zodiac. Throws paint in the mirror as he stands in his plastic bag. Sister Emma rises ever round and round the garden. Spends the whole day saying, I beg your pardon. Oh my, 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 my. It makes you want to cry. This is the house that Jack built, baby, and it reaches up to the sky. Uncle Joe cracks walnuts in between his toes for fun, and looks through colored glass at the dark spots on the sun. And Mary, she believes that her mother was a queen. Keeps saying you just missed him, King Solomon's just been. Oh my, 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 my. It makes you want to cry. This is the house that Jack built, baby, and it reaches up to the sky. Festus writes a letter each and every single day. He believes that writing letters keeps the Asian flu away. I've got a reservation, I was given it for free, 'cause I killed all the flies in the state of Tennessee. Oh my, 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 my. It makes you want to cry. This is the house that Jack built, baby, and it reaches up to the sky. I'm coming.
Knows where I got that record from. I probably had it since 1968. It's, what's he called? Was the organ player in the Animals, Alan Price. The Alan Price set. Now, I found this record, which is by Lloyd Rees Rock or something, and his Solid Rock Chorus or something like that. I don't know where I got this. I can't imagine. But I played it, and Amy said afterwards, that was the most truly horrible record I've ever heard in this house. I really don't think it's that bad. Maybe it doesn't bear playing all the way through. But let's have a listen. Have a point, I think. It really does remind me of dreary Sunday mornings, this. It reminds me of nasty grandmothers. Evangelical churches, grey afternoons in bungalow suburbs. Still, it's quite stirring, isn't it? I wonder if I've got anything else we could maybe listen to instead. I'm so sorry about this. I really am. It is the worst record I've ever played on the show, but somehow magnificent though, isn't it? Don't you think? Good grief, what were they on? The Canned Heat group, of course, but you probably knew that, so there was no need for me to say it. I don't know if I'd make a very good radio announcer, but sod it, I'm doing it anyway. Oh, this is the BBC Home Service. It's not actually, I should have mentioned before, this is the Reckless Eric Radio Show with your host, Reckless Eric, etc., and that's me, and I'm the one that hasn't got a passport and can't go anywhere, which is a shame because I'm stuck in France at the moment, which is not where I want to be by a long stretch of the imagination or chalk or whatever. I was playing that record, or I'd like to play a record, or I'd like to make a mention of the people who bought our house. I had a terrible fear that they would be some dull family from somewhere dull who would sit in their living room that used to be our studio, and it would be their living room really if they were a normal family. And they would just sit there and gaze at a big flat screen TV, unaware of all the wonderful things that we've achieved in this house, or we've done in this house. I don't like the word achieved, it's got so much competition about it. And there was no competition, we just did. And anyway, Paul and Jane Hamley and their three kids, who are a lovely family and actually understand us. So they bought our house, and we're really happy about that. So that was for them. And this music that's probably playing in the background, though I can't hear it due to the wonders and limitations of technology, is by some group that's got something to do with Don Ciccone and San Francisco. So this or that or something is for him too, and I'm terribly sorry. I had to have some nice music to play in the background, make me sound more professional, as it were. And I think we've got time for just one more record, and that one more record is this.
Through my window today, could have tripped out DC, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, 'cause I made my
blow your little mind. Have a good whatever's left of the summer, and I'll see you soon. And in the meantime, you can leave all your complaints at www.recklesseric.com/complaints. Good night.